Oh, Wikipedia. Oh, Wikipedia, Wikipedia, Wikipedia. Oh, Wikipedia. Wikipedia, Wikipedia, Wikipedia. Hello. This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with Instant Illumination. I love to be illumined as I read the dictionary and the encyclopedia and all these things, because what they do, they cause me to think in areas that I might not have been thinking of. They cause me to think in areas that make words come alive and make ideas come alive and make concepts come alive. This issue of the Popular Science magazine is filled with all sorts of interesting things. One of them are 50 things you didn't need to know but would make you more brilliant, you know? And one of the items that wasn't in that list, but I thought should have been in that list, scientists now have achieved. They have achieved. Scientists now have achieved. Making organs out of stem cells. They have achieved making organs out of stem cells. I haven't read the article fully yet, but it looks very interesting. Now, they said they have achieved, and that's a great statement to make. Now, they knew they could do it, and they have done it in some references, but not human. Now, am I going to find that they did it on human beings or on rats? Either way, they did it on life forms. And so it is possible, and it is certainly done. Now, we don't need to have the scientists to do the regeneration of our organs and actions and functions in our body. That's kind of nice. We don't need them. But we sort of enjoy it. And you do. You do. You go to the doctor and you say, "Doctor, here's what I feel like. What can you do to make me better?" And the doctor will say, "Sounds like you got this and you got that. And what we do is we will kill this and kill that, and then you won't have that anymore, and then you should feel better." Well, doctor, can't we do something without killing things? Can't we do something without killing the mosquitoes and killing the malaria and killing all these various things? Isn't there a better way to do this? And the doctor says, "Well, yes, you've had it from the beginning of your life." "Oh, what is that, doctor? Tell me." "You have had 10,000 stem cells born in your brain every day of your life, and you have allowed them to march off into nothingness. You have allowed them to march off into being just one of the crowd. One of the crowd." Now, Jeff Provance told Ellen Jeremini that he had taken a tour when he was a young man, just after he got out of college, and he toured Europe. And he went on a tour ship also. And Ellen asked the question, "Did you go with anybody?" And he said, "No, I went by myself and 5,000 people who were on board the ship." Well, now, why didn't Jeff stop at saying, "I went by myself"? Because truly he did. He may have been surrounded by a million people, but they didn't make the tour for him. It was just himself and his very selective group of people that he drew out of the people who were around him. Oh, he had lots of people around him. And he was part of the program. He was part of the 5,000 that went to pay for the ship ride. You know, he paid his percentage of it, 1/5,000th of it, you know. And he did his writing and he did his fun, and he met lots of neat people who became very pleased with the type of young man he was and invited him into their homes in Switzerland and Zurich and many other places. And did all 5,000 people go into that man's house in Zurich? No way. Did all 5,000 people go on to the the car that he went on, he wanted to go to another city. And so he asked if anybody's going to that city, you know. And they said yes. So he got in this car. He got in his car with about three or four other guys. And they were drinking and they were doing all sorts of stuff, which was not his thing, but he didn't tell other people what to do. And pretty soon they got so snockered, he had to drive. He didn't know where he was going. And so next thing you know, he's driving off the road. Well, then it's time to take a break. It's time to take a pause. So he took a nap. Until when he came out of his nap, the other guys hadn't come out of their stupor yet. And so they were leaving, they were okay. So he just got up and got his suitcases and went on his way. Well, they were not part of his team. He didn't go with those guys. Those guys were merely in the same boat, 5,000 people, in the same car, five or six people that he was in, you know. And he went his way. Now, what was the beautiful thing about Jeff? Everywhere he went, Jeff was Jeff. Jeff didn't say, when in Rome, do as the Romans do. Jeff said, when in Rome, do as Jeff does. When in Zurich, do as Jeff does. Did the rich man invite all the people of the boat to be in his home? He invited just Jeff to come and meet his family because he was very pleased with the young man, Jeff, that he met. And Jeff says, well, I got to go now. Oh, why don't you stay longer? No, no. If every place I go, I find so wonderful, I stay there a long time, I'll probably be an old man by the time I get back to California. But no, he just was himself. Now, who is Jeff? Who is Jeff? What did Jeff do when he was born? Did he train his stem cells that they were living in a very fantastic body? Yeah. Did he train his stem cells and tell them that this man that they were with was supercalifragilisticexpialidocious? Yes, he did. Did he ever have any problems? Oh, sure. Did he talk to counselors or people to help him? Oh, yes. And did he take their advice? No. He merely went to these doctors or counselors or whoever he went to for whatever reason, and they said he should do this. And then, all of a sudden, what happened to Jeff? He woke up. He woke up and he realized that he had left these little children all by themselves. They were just born in his brain. These little kids. And they wanted something to do. And there was nobody to lead them. And so they went with their older brothers and older sisters and did the things they did. And what they did was to grow old and be sick. What they did is to want. What they did is to be hungry. What they did is to go out and do what they thought was fun. Well, the minute Jeff realized that he had not been responsible, he took responsibility. He says, hey, you guys, 40 years and your time is done. A new shift comes in. He should have just said 24 hours, you know. But 40 years, you know, like Moses. And so the old clan die away, and then the new ones come in. And he grabs a hold of these new ones, and he says, hey, guys, I'm whole and perfect. I'm beautiful. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm living in my ideal spirit, mind, and body. I'm great. I'm great. I'm great. And the new stem cell says, okay. We believe you. We believe you. Yeah. That's how we shall act now. That's how we shall live in your body, whole and perfect, fantastic in every way. And he says, that's the message. And well, why are you being so strong about it? His stem cells speak up to him because they notice that he's a little edgy. Well, I almost forgot. Oh, I don't know anything about forgetting, but it sounds like it's not good. That's right, it's not good. So I shall not forget. I shall always be in charge. I shall always be in charge of what I tell my stem cells and myself what to do. So they say, well, what are you going to tell them? What are you going to tell us? Well, I'm whole and perfect. I live in my ideal, spirit, mind, and body. I am brilliant. I'm a genius. I'm fantastic. I'm glorious. I'm wonderful. Hey, that sounds good. Now, where's the fun? And so then he starts telling him the fun. And what does he do when he starts telling him the fun? He starts saying, okay, let's sing and dance. I like me, 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 I like me. Hey, that's no fun, Jeff. We can't follow that tune. It goes everywhere. Well, sing one for me. All right. So the stem cells all stand there, 10,000 strong, looking at him and saying, I like me, 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 I like me. Jeff says, I like that. That's something I can follow too. I see where I've been going wrong. I've been getting too fishy and too funny and making my statements too difficult for me to follow. So, now, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy, I'm independently wealthy. No, no, come on, let's not make it so hard, his stem cells say. Say, I am wealthy, 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 I am wealthy. Hey, what about the independently? Well, why add another phrase in there that we don't need? If you're wealthy, you're wealthy. And if you're wealthy, you're totally wealthy. There's no independently about it. There's no unindependently about it. You're wealthy. Now, are you ready for that?
Yes.
These are the stem cells talking to Jeff. And Jeff says, yes, I'm ready for that. See, Sylvia had to give Jeff a little pitch there because Jeff was waiting for the answer. So, yes, I'm wealthy. I'm independently wealthy. I'm happy. Jeff, you are a sportsman. And Jeff is a little three-year-old, you know. He says, I'm a sportsman, I'm a sportsman, I like sports, I like sports. And so what does he do? He grows up being a sportsman. And then one little stem cell sitting in the corner says, hey, Jeff, baby. Jeff looks over at him and says, yeah? Why you call me baby? Well, Jeff, I'm a baby genius. And you and I, we're going to grow up together. We're going to be geniuses together. I'm going to learn from you, and you're going to learn from me. What can I learn from you when I'm a genius, Jeff says. Well, you're going to learn all the things that you thought you knew but you didn't. And I'm going to learn all the things that I know but I didn't practice. And so, together, we're going to be a good team. I like that, Jeff says. Okay, let's go. So, arm in arm. A little genius and a big genius were marching along. And the sportsman goes marching along. The master goes marching along. The father goes marching along. The son goes marching along. The everything, the ideal
man
goes marching along. Now, does he ever become an ideal husband? No. He never becomes an ideal husband. Because he doesn't know what it means. He just feels, I am the ideal man, and as the ideal man, I am ideal. What else is there to be ideal? And so, he's ideal. Now, what about that? These stem cells. I've been talking about them for years now, going around the world telling people about the stem cells, and people just laugh. And I know they're laughing because they're not practicing it. And what happens when they don't practice it? They don't get the results. Now, are you guys going to practice it? Are you guys going to say what?
I'm Belsie.
I like me, I'm all imperfect.
I'm ideal.
I am myself and have fun.
I like me.
I'm ideal. I'm ideal.
I'm God. I am myself.
I'm whole and perfect.
I am God.
You see, it's not a matter of how many phrases you choose. Mm-hmm. It's a matter that you take a phrase and use it. Now, what is the phrase you like? You like, I'm God? That's good.
I like me, I'm divine order.
I like me, I'm divine order. I'm whole and perfect. I'm beautiful. I'm wonderful. I'm ideal. All those things are great. But it doesn't matter. If someone says to you, what phrase expresses who you are in the nicest way, and you have to stop and think about it, then you haven't made it yours. Mm-hmm. It's not your personal best. Now, who are you?
I am God.
Who are you?
I am God.
Who are you?
I am myself.
Who are you?
I am God.
Who are you?
I like me.
Well, bully bully. Okay, so we got two, I like me, and I'm myself. Now, and the rest of you are I'm God. Now, do you know what it means to be God? Do you? Oh, yeah, shake your head. Yes, I can understand that. You're going to teach the next class, you know that. Now, do you know what it means to be I am God? Do you know what it means to be I like me? Do you know what it means to be I'm having fun being myself? Do you know what it means to do that? And when you know what it means to do that, you are it. When you know what it means to be that, you will never be asked the question, what does it mean to be that? Why will you never be asked the question, what does it mean to be that when you are that?
Because you represent it already.
What's that?
You represent it already. You are it.
You live it.
You live it, yeah.
You live it. You represent it. You express it. You are it. When Jeff runs out on the soccer field, do they say, Jeff, can you play soccer? They see him kicking the ball and rolling it up his shoulder and over his head and down his arms and down his front and kicking the ball. And then he by the time he runs forward, the ball is just coming down under him and doing all those things. And do they ever say, Jeff, you ever played soccer? You think you like to play soccer? They say, Jeff, you are and that ball are one. Come play with us. Be on my team. No, be on my team. You know? I'll let you have my girlfriend if you be on my team. I'll let you have my candy bar if you be on my team. Well, now we find out what Jeff really likes at the moment. Candy bar is a girlfriend. And Jeff says, I will be on both your team. I will be the coach. And they say, oh, but Jeff, we want your skill. Why not you have my skill and be it yourself? That's what coaches do. They coach their players to use skills that they have but don't realize they have it. And that's what teachers do. They coach people to use skills they don't realize they have. And that's what spiritual gurus and trainers do, the same thing. And that's what a master, which I like to call you guys, that's what a master does. They train themselves in skills they don't realize they have. And they do beautiful things. So, this day go and use your skills and play the games and have more fun than you ever knew possible. But, don't say you're on a team, that you're on a ship of 5,000 people, because those 5,000 people may go 4,999 ways and you go a different way. And do you want to go the way they're going? Not necessarily. You might bump into each other along the way. Oh, weren't you on my ship? Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was on your ship. You see, whose ship is it? It's Jeff's. It's his. And he knows it. He doesn't own it. He doesn't possess it. But it's his experience. Is this your body, or is it somebody else's body? Is it the body that belongs to the club? The body that belongs to the organization? No. So, you see, play the game and be the master for yourself, of yourself. And when you take a trip on a ship, remember, it's not the people on the ship, it's you. Have a lovely journey, and let the stem cells have a good master in you. Because they're ready to do whatever you bid them to do. I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.